And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Charles Allison, Branson Reese here with you at Tuscola High School, where tonight's first round of the state playoffs versus Parkland High School from Winston-Salem. And going to be a tough game tonight. Tuscola, the higher seed, but Parkland, they come from a very tough conference. The number one seed in the West is coming out of that conference, so they were behind an eight ball before they ever got here.
Yeah, I noticed that Southwest Guilford, I believe, was undefeated, 26-0, and like I said, it's the number one team, and it's not going to be no easy feat. You know, overall, they're 15-10. I noticed they were 7-5 in the conference. There's only seven in their conference, so they're only going to play, a certain amount of those games and stuff. However, they did that.
Twelve
conference games. So, everybody just one time through. They look like they're a very athletic team, and Tuscola's going to have to play tonight. I mean, when you start seeding those teams, the state, eyes us as pretty much an equal to this team, even though that we were, finished the season 19-7. So.
And, of course, one of the things I noticed is they out-double us up in steals, which tells me they play very good defense and they're very quick. So it's going to be interesting tonight to see how this goes. We got a girl score for you. The girls are at Inca tonight. They started at 6:30 at the end of the third quarter. Tuscola down to the Sugar Jets, 43-31. And thank you, Marianne Robinson, for keeping us posted on that. I think initially they got – down by 17-3 in the first quarter, came back at halftime to cut it to a three-point lead, but Inca now starting to jump back into this thing a little bit. So we're going to take a break and go for our national anthem, and when we come back, we'll bring you Tuscola Boys versus Winston-Salem Parkland High School. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
What is a champion? A true champion is one who fights for something greater than themselves. At Champion Credit Union, our cause is you. That's why we put our money to work for Western North Carolina. Champion Credit Union. Checking, savings, and more. All with community in mind.
Flame-seared, Greek-seasoned Euro meat. This is the kind of meat that only a legit Euro place would get. But maybe you don't think about Arby's as a Euro place. Well, Arby's sells more Greek beef and turkey Euros than anyone else in the country. So, you know what? We're totally a Euro place. We're the Euro place. 2 for $6. Arby's, we have the meat.
At participating Arby's for a limited time. Sometimes power outages come with a warning. Other times, lights flicker and everything goes. But thanks to Haywood EMC, Touchstone Energy Cooperative offers Generac generators, the nation's top choice for emergency power. In an outage, it kicks in and brings with it warmth, light, and the necessities for safety and modern comfort. Haywood EMC offers sales, installation, and service of Generac generators. Arrange for one now. Call 452-2281 because weather is getting more severe every season.
Could your home or auto use an audio upgrade? Stereo Innovations is your first choice in Western North Carolina for your car, home, and marine audio needs. Stereo Innovations is dedicated in providing top-notch equipment at a fair price while providing excellent customer service. Give Stereo Innovations a call today at 452-3474 or visit us in downtown Waynesville. Stereo Innovations, servicing all of Western North Carolina.
Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, interventional cardiology, general surgery, labor and delivery, a GI center, a breast care center, sports medicine, sleep lab, imaging and pediatrics, and in-network for all insurances. For more information about Haywood Regional Medical Center, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Tuscola Sports Radio back with you. Parkland announcing their starting lineup, Kamian Shell, and he's their all-everything player. He leads in about all of their statistical categories. He's kind of like, if you want to get a local equivalent, he's their Ren Dyer. And Isosa Igbenigi is a senior guard. Omari Bolden, Scott Walker, and Denaris Wardlow. So a pretty evenly matched grade-wise. They've got two sophomores starting, a senior and a junior.
And I'll tell you, I got to looking, and, you know, for him to be leading every statistic in that conference is amazing, considering there's a 26-0 team in that conference. So they rely a lot on Shell. So
that's the Piedmont Triad 3A conference. They were tied for 3A with Greensboro-Dudley. Of course, conference winner, as we said, Southwest Guilford was the number one West seed. The winner of this team, of this game tonight, will probably face them. They're playing Watauga tonight at home. So whoever wins this game is probably going to be traveling to Greensboro on Friday. Tuscola's averaging about 10 or more points per game, and they out-rebound them by about 6.5 rebounds. And as we mentioned earlier, Parkland averages about 14 steals per game, and that's almost double what Tuscola averages. So Tuscola are going to have to be very smart tonight with the basketball. And I saw Jackson Langston this morning at the pancake dinner, breakfast all day event at First Methodist Church, and Jackson said, "Yeah, we've got to take care of the basketball tonight."
Yep.
Of course, Tuscola starting the usual starting lineup: Max Rogers, Trent Turner, Landon Henley, Coleman Bryson, and Nate Bradford. Henley will jump it off against Isosa Igbenigi. Henley will win the tap back to Trent Turner, and we're underway here at Tuscola High School. Bryson with it on the right wing, skips it over to the left side. Trent Turner going to take the jumper outside the arc. It goes off the front of the rim. Good box out by Parkland. Rebound by Scott Walker. They'll get it over on the right wing, and that's Isosa. I'm just going to call him by his first name.
That'll be easier, I believe, to do.
It's like Akeem or Ralph. And Winston-Salem, Parkland going to pull it out now and get instructions from their head coach, Travis Holcomb-Fay. So they're waiting to see what kind of defense Tuscola are going to put on him. A long jumper by Omari Bolden from the top of the key is good. Parkland leads 3-0.
I just got an update from Lisa Colbreth, and the girls are down 52-39 with 2:18 to go.
They get it inside the lane to Henley. A bouncer goes off the back plate and in. Parkland still leading 3-2.
And had Landon missed it, in come Mr. Coleman Bryson, comes soaring through to get that rebound.
Isosa now, he'll give it over to Omari Bolden. Now back to Isosa. Skips it over to Shell. He's way back beyond the volleyball line between that and midcourt. And Parkland looking to play keep away with it here. Now he's going to signal. Coach Holcomb-Fay going to signal down. And, of course, we dealt with this against Franklin, so it got frustrating, but
could be a thing that, you know, that they've watched on film and seen what to do to slow us down, since we are a fast-moving team.
Sosa going to drive the lane, kick it over in the corner now, back out top to Camion Shell. Shell going to drive in, dump it back out, right wing. Shot taken by Omari Bolden, no good. Going to be rebounded by Max Rogers. And then Max is going to be called with a walk, trying to get around Denoris Wardlow. So that turnover will give Parkland the ball back in the offensive zone. They'll go up high to Walker. Now they hit Ward. Omari Bolden down underneath the basket. Good cut. Parkland leads 5-2. Bryson brings it down to the left side. Gets it up top. Nate Bradford now back in the corner to Bryson. He's going to drive baseline. Picks up his dribble. Kicks it out to Turner. Swings it around. Bradford with a long jumper outside the arc. Bounces out. And no, the Mountaineers were down there to rebound. And Denaris Wardlow going to come up with it. And they'll have a turnover trying to get the ball over to Kamey and Shell over on the right side near the Tuscola student section. So the ball will go back to the Mountaineers. Turner with it now. And
there's the steal.
Shell going to reach in, pick Turner's pocket. He'll drive the basket. And a foul. The ball didn't go in.
Yeah, it did. It rolled around and went in.
He signaled basket good. I'm like, I thought I saw it rattle out. So the basket good by Kamey and Shell. Foul on Trent Turner, his first, team first. Shell will miss the free throw, rebounded by Henley. Mountaineers down 7-2. They get it to Max Rogers. He tries to save it, and it's already out of bounds to Parkland. And as we mentioned, going to have to take care of the basketball tonight against a very quick team. And so far, we've had three turnovers.
Well,
we're at 4:48 in the first quarter.
What they're going to do is they're going to try to frustrate us with this slow offense. And then once we think that, you know, they're going to start drawing you in, and then right when you do, they're going to start cutting backdoor cuts like they just had and scored a few minutes ago. And we've just got to play our A game tonight and just be prepared for anything.
Got to be careful, and Igbenigi drives in to the lane, and he'll lose the handle. It's stolen away. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Kamey and Shell. They'll go to the corner. Shot no good by Omari Bolden. Rebound by Bryson. He'll bring it down. Cross midcourt. No look pass over to Bradford. He'll drive baseline. Bolden reaches in from behind. Bradford on the floor tries to save it, but Bolden comes up with it, and they're quick.
They are.
They're going to reach in behind and pick that ball away. Shell with it now in the corner. Starting off, going to drive the lane. He'll go up with a one-handed hook shot, and it rattles in good.
Wow.
Parkland up 9-2. 3:45 to go, first quarter. Turner with it on the left wing. He'll get it to Max Rogers in the corner, and another walk called on Max. That's twice. He's shuffled his feet. And Coach Messer's seen enough. Going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Talking about that fat buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Tuscola Sports Radio back with you here at Tuscola High School, down 9-2 to Winston-Salem Park in Parkland. We've got 3:40 left in the first quarter, and that timeout on the court was sponsored by Haywood County Farm Bureau, offering real service by real people. Ready to assist you with all insurance needs. Haywood County Farm Bureau in Waynesville, helping you is what we do best. And a shot going to be taken outside the arc by Kamey and Shell, and a walking violation will be called on Shell. He disagrees.
Looks like the officials. You can't scuttle them feet like that.
And Bryson going to get his pocket picked by Shell, and layup's good. And now they've got Denoris Wardlow down low trying to challenge the inbound pass. Patrick Broom in the game for Tuscola. And Henley going to drive inside the lane and just sort of a little shuffle pass down low to Nate Bradford. It's 11-4. We go into 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Parkland still with the lead. Shell with it now on the top of the key. They'll get it over to Bolden. Back to Shell. Takes the jumper. No good. And a long rebound is going to go out of bounds in the towards the Mountaineer bench in the corner. And I noticed on that one shot we had early in the first quarter, they boxed out very – Parkland boxed us out very well. They all went to a man very quickly when the shot got off. Bradford's going to bring it across, pick up his dribble. He'll get it handed off to Rogers, and Shell going to just cut in front of him and steal it. And layup's good. Mountaineers down 13-4 now. And Turner going to get double teamed in the corner. Shell and Bolden going to take it away from him. And Bolden with a layup. It's 15-4 Parkland.
You know, we played in a tough conference this year. There's no denying it. But, you know, sometimes when you hate to say it, when you get down off the mountain, you see a whole different type of game. And right now,
we're
this
seeing
first quarter,
it.
We're seeing it.
Another steal in the lane by Shell. At this point, I don't know that we're better off not letting them pull it back and just sit on it. Mountaineers down 15-4, minute 40 to play here first quarter. Got to be careful and not be lulled to sleep. Get sort of rocked back on your heels a little bit.
And the guy that's playing man on Landon on when we have the ball, he's a head tall or a head shorter than Landon. They do not have a big man to play against Landon.
And of course, Neil Rogers told us that they did not have an inside game, and most of their shots have come either jumpers or layups on steals. And that basket's good by Parkland. They now lead 17-4. Going to dump it into Broom. They leave him empty, and he drives to the basket, and they just reach in and take it away as he makes a move to the basket. Wardlow going to try to drive in. Henley will alter his shot, and now we're going to get a double dribble on the Mountaineers, and they're just rattled right now.
It's a speed of basketball that they have not seen this year.
Except, in Dyer plays pretty fast. Ben Bryson plays pretty fast at times, but overall, even Reynolds has not shown the type of quickness that we've seen here tonight. We go under a minute to play in the first quarter.
But the game, too, North Buncombe's, all our team, all our schools in our conference are fast, 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 go, go, go. They're never hold back, hold on to the ball like they're doing, and that's what's got us rattled right now. Because at no point this year have I seen Tuscola with only 4 points in the first period.
Evening Iggy now back in the corner, just rocking back and forth with the basketball. Turner will kind of come out on him. They get over to Walker now on the wing to number 11, Markel Lloyd. First we've seen of him, he's another sophomore. And now under 10 seconds, they'll start to go into their regular offense. Igbenigi now with it. Gets it over to Walker in the corner. He'll put up a shot. Three-pointer's good. Mountaineers are down 20-4 at the buzzer here in the first quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Sometimes power outages come. You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right, like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
Tuscola Sports Radio back with you here at Tuscola High School. First round state playoffs. Parkland leading 20-4. And we got a final. Girls tried to make a run there against the Sugar Jets, but going to lose tonight 58-50. So that will end the girls basketball season for 2018-19. And as we start the second quarter, Tuscola boys down 20-4. Going to have to make a move here. Parkland will start with possession to begin the second quarter. And Parkland will once again pull the basketball out and try to draw Tuscola out and get that cut. But really, where they've really killed us is defensively. They've just picked our pockets, and I was afraid of that. We saw that their steals were double what we have on average. Walker with it now. He'll give it over to Omari Bolden on the right side. Coleman Bryson will come out and try to guard him, and they'll bump and foul on Coleman Bryson, and that's his second team, or his first team second. No foul so far on Parkland, but Tuscola's really not had a chance to get much of anything going to draw a foul.
if I could compare this defense that Tuscola boys are seeing right now, it would be what Inca was doing to our girls that first time they played back in December. The way they was
minus the
pressure.
Minus the pressure. The press,
yeah, excuse me. But they play a suffocating defense.
And they'll drive it into the lane, kick it back out in the corner, no good. And Turner gets a hand on it, but can't bring it in. And so the ball will go out of bounds to Parkland. Parkland, known as the Mustangs. Parkland inbound. Now they're swinging it around quickly outside the arc. Get over in the left corner. And I can't even. That's Igbeniggy. They'll get it in to Shell. He'll get another layup. And most of his points have come from just driving it to the basket. Parkland up 22-4. Over to Bryson. Left wing, trying to get it down to Henley. Going to be tipped. And it's saved by Chase Rory. But Max Rogers able to come down with it. Turner with it now. Picks up his dribble top of the arc. Gets it to Max Rogers. He's double-teamed on the wing. They try to get it into Henley. And now a foul called on Enosa Igbeniggy. And that's first foul on Parkland. They'll sub in Jalen Elliott now. Mountaineers get the ball in, get it up high to Henley. He'll dump it off back outside to Turner. He gives it to Bradford on the baseline. Bradford will dribble it back out, get it over to Bryson. Bryson looks to draw. He'll pull up at the 15-foot line. It'll rattle in and out, and rebound by Kamian Shell. Shell gives it off to Rory. Rory drives in the lane, dumps it off. And we'll see them do that. They'll drive in the lane. It looks like they're going to take it to the hoop, and they'll kick it back out on the wing and totally reset their offense. Rory with it now. Bradford out on him. Goes around Bradford, cuts in between Max Rogers, dumps it off down to Jalen Elliott. His shot will be blocked on the baseline by Bradford. Bradford, a long pass, tries to get it down to Rogers. He and Markel Lloyd will collide. No call. Ball will go out of bounds off of Parkland. Trent Turner looking to inbound it up high to Bradford. Dumps it down in low to Henley. Puts up the ball. It'll rattle in, and it's now 22-6, Parkland. 5:30 to go here in the second quarter. Shell with it now. Gets it over on the left side to Rory on the left wing. He'll just hold on to the basketball, wait for Turner to come out, and then he'll jab step. Now he goes around Turner, looks to dump it off, and he tried to hit Markel Lloyd. And it looked like it went off Coleman Bryson, but the official gave it to Tuscola, so we'll take it.
Yeah.
Grabber with it now, trying to drive the baseline, trying to ward off with his right arm, trying to get some room off Omari Bolden, and foul will be called on Nate Bradford, his first, team third.
And I'm going to tell you, had this morning when I got to work, if somebody told me after a quarter and a half Tuscola would only have 6 points, I would have bet this week's paycheck they were against that. I mean, I wasn't expecting this. And
well, it's interesting. I think we all came in here thinking, okay, they're going to run and run and run and run and run, and now they're running a very patient offense. They dump it off on the right side to Elliott. Down the corner to Bolden. Bolden will bring it back around up top. Now to Shell. Bradford will come out on Shell. Rory drives inside the arc, and he tries to go around Turner, loses the handle, but be a kick ball ruled on Trent Turner. So Parkland will inbound baseline. Parkland goes up high to Elliott. Swings it around over to Lloyd. Now Shell with it. Going to drive in the lane. Try to go up with a shot. And jump ball going to be called. He runs into Bradford. And now we're going to have a... I don't know what the other official was trying to talk him out of. I honestly thought it should have been a traveling violation. up and down, but
I guess
after
Landon
a discussion
had a hand on it, I'm not sure.
Mountaineers will bring it across midcourt. Bryson with it, picks up his dribble now, top of the key, left wing over to Turner. Now Bradford up top, right side to Bryson. They'll get Henley down low, and oh my gosh, they've scouted Henley very well. Henley turns to make a move, and they're going to draw the charge on Landon Henley at the block. So that'll be the fourth foul on Tuscola. Landon's first. Igben Iggy now with it up top. Just dribbling away. He'll give it over on the right side. Now to Shell. Screen set on Bradford. Shell will work to the left. Passes over to left wing Chase Rory. Now they look to get it in the corner. Going to be stolen by Henley. Henley going to run over the official. Back to Bryson. Bryson tries to hit Henley, and it's stolen away. They're just going to have to not pass.
Yeah.
Just take the ball to the hoop. In the corner now, Parkland's Igben Iggy's shot going to be missed. Rebounded by Chase Rory. He'll get a shot, and he's fouled. Henley, they're just going to have to take it to the basket. Passing is just, it's going to get cut off. And they're just going to get a steal, and off they go. They're just going to have to take the ball to the hoop. Make things happen. But they're just too quick. They're going to steal anything we throw.
Yeah, it's, you're definitely, with at halftime, Nathan Messer's going to have to go in and absolutely change the whole dynamic of the way they're playing.
Not real sure what went on. The official that Henley ran into went to the scorer's table and reported something. First free throw by Rory's good. Second one's on the way. It'll bounce out. Get his own rebound. He'll follow the shot. Blocked by Bradford, just standing there. And it'll go off Rory out of bounds. So the score is 23-6. 3:21 to go here, second quarter. And Parkland now going to try to press. Got a whistle. And going to be a hold called on Charles Gunner for Parkland. So the inbounds will move up now in front of the Tuscola bench. They'll get it to Turner. Bryson going to bring it across midcourt. Being followed. He's going to drive the lane and a blocking call, and that's what I said. Tuscola's got to just drive to the basket.
Yep.
If they pass, it's going to be stolen. And that'll be a shooting foul. That'll go on Isosa Igben Iggy. That's his second, and that's big.
That is.
That could slow him down a little bit. So Bryson will go to the line to shoot two. And on his tippy toes, he'll miss the first one. It'll rattle in and out. Scott Walker going to check back in for Parkland in place of Charles Gunner. Bryson's second free throw is net. 23-7, 3:15 to go here till halftime. Igben Iggy now, they leave him in with two. He's got it on the left side of the arc. Rogers out on him. Now to Chase Rory. Right side over to Shell. Back up top to Rory. Starts to do a jab step. Coleman Bryson, he'll go by him. Drives into the lane and runs into Patrick Broom. No call. Almost looked like a walk as he entered the lane and sort of shifted around Broom. Bryson will heave it across midcourt, get it to Patrick Broom. Now on the right side, Coleman Bryson. No look pass. Got to be careful. To Turner, left side, Rogers from the arc. Shot no good. Rebound, Bradford. Doesn't. Ooh, wants to put that ball on the floor. Needs to just take it back up to the hoop. They get it out top to Broom. His shot's no good, and we're going to get a push now on Denoris Wardlow, knocking Max Rogers out of the way on the rebound attempt. So that'll be the fourth team foul on Parkland. Turner inbound and just throws it right to Chase Rory. It's stolen away. Rory going to drive, and wow. Misses the shot. Thought he was fouled by both Bryson and Rogers. Gets it back out to Kamey and Schell. The jumper from outside is good. It's 28-7. 2 minutes to go and counting here till halftime. Bradford going to hit Rogers, but he takes him away from the basket. Dumps it off to Trent Turner. Trent with a layup. Good. 28-9. Parkland still in the lead.
Yeah. Wow.
Schell drives it. Got a little bump from Bradford. No call. It's kind of interesting what they're calling and what they're not. Broom with it now on the right wing. Gets over to Bradford. Bradford going to drive the middle of the lane. Layup good. And that's what we said they had to do. He saw the opening in the defense. Took it straight to the hole. It's 30-11. Parkland still with the lead. Minute 12 to go. Till halftime. Schell goes inside the lane. Dumps it off to Walker. Walker going to try to drive baseline on Bradford. Gets a hand on it. Broom trying to get the rebound and knocks it out of bounds. Jackson Langston going to check in for Trent Turner. They'll go high and way up over Nate Bradford to get the ball inbounds. Igbenigi with it now. Under a minute to play. Till halftime, Schell pulls it all the way back nearly to midcourt. Quite frankly, they'll probably hold for the last shot here.
Yeah.
Schell going to give it over to Igbenigi, and we're going to get a call, whistle on Schell colliding with Nate Bradford, and they'll call a foul on Kamey and Schell, and the fouls have now evened up at five apiece.
That'll be his first.
45.9 seconds remaining here in the first half. Tuscola inbounds now. Bryson gets it over to Bradford in the corner. He'll spin, turn, drive baseline, tries to get it over to Broom. I'm telling you, a long pass is just not going to work. It's tipped out of bounds by Denoris Wardlow of the Mustangs. So Langston will inbound from the opposite side, gets it into Bryson. Bryson dumps it down in low to Bradford, goes up, hook shot, rattles off the rim, going to be rebounded. But that's the other thing, they get position almost on the boards.
Yeah, he just totally pushed Max Rogers out of the way, out of the paint. So,
Schell with a rebound. He'll bring the ball down himself. 18 seconds and counting. Bradford out on him. Got to be careful not to hook him there. Schell going to drive the lane and smack from behind by Rogers. Max offered to help him up. Didn't want it.
That's okay.
So, foul on Max Rogers from behind. Must have got him with the body because the ball was clean. He smacked it right out of his hands. So Schell on the free throw line. He'll hit the first one.
Pushes it out now to a 20-point lead.
12 seconds to go here till halftime. Segment on the way and it's good. Parkland will substitute, get Markel Lloyd back in the game. Give Schell a break. 12 seconds to play here till halftime. Bryson going to inbound. Parkland a 2-1-2 press. Gets it across. Max going to drive the lane and won't go in. Good rebound by Coleman Bryson. He'll put a shot up off the front of the rim. Not there. Ball, and before we get another chance at it, it's going to hit the floor. And that'll do it for the first half. Mountaineers down 32-11 of Parkland. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Sometimes power outages come with a warning. Other times, lights flicker and everything goes. But thanks to Haywood EMC, Touchstone Energy Cooperative offers Generac generators, the nation's top choice for emergency power. In an outage, it kicks in and brings with it warmth, light, and the necessities for safety and modern comfort. Haywood EMC offers sales, installation, and service of Generac generators. Arrange for one now. Call 452-2281 because weather is getting more severe every season.
Down, 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 down. Tuscola Sports Radio here with you at Tuscola High School. First round of the state basketball playoffs. We'd like to welcome those of you listening in on WPTL AM and FM joining us now. And Mountaineers in trouble down at Winston-Salem Parkland, 32-11, and it's been not a full-on stall by Parkland, but they're very selective on when they want to take a shot, and they're more than happy to pull it back and wait and wait and wait and even drive in and dump it back out and not take a shot for a while.
They're a good team at, I guess, really killing the clock like Franklin did. You know, we were talking about like they did a few weeks ago when they played over here, and just totally took the boys out of it. But Tuscola matched them shot for shot in that game, and then actually gained a couple of turnovers in that game. But the problem with tonight is Tuscola had some bad, you know, got some steals against Tuscola, and they converted. Whereas when they, you know, we get it turned over and then we get down to play defense against them, they'll just hold the ball, pass it around. And like you said, they'll drive it and then pass it back out again, bring it back out to the top of the key, set up another offense, so they're happy with it, and then they'll take a shot for the three.
Of course, we just got a score in from Pisgah Girls versus Bunker Hill.
51-49 to Pisgah Girls.
Pisgah Girls eliminated from the playoffs by two, so good effort by Pisgah Girls basketball. And, of course, as we mentioned earlier, Tuscola Girls were beaten earlier. That game started at 6:30 at Inca, so Sugar Jets will advance. And here we're down 32-11. Tuscola basketball is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, RB Stereo Innovations, Haywood Ace Hardware, Champion Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Haywood Farm Bureau, Fat Buddies, and Haywood Regional Medical Center. So, as Branson said, kind of a stall, but more importantly, I think Parkland just defensively is just really, they're picking their pockets, they're cutting off passing lanes, getting a lot of steals, and as we said, that when Tuscola's been successful is when they've stopped trying to pass and be not selfish. They're actually going to play better if they step out of that tonight here in the second half, I think, and actually play selfish.
Well, like I said, you know, Coach Messer's going to have to go in at halftime, change the whole dynamic of what they've come into, because the first half showed that what they were expecting, you know, is not going to work tonight. So, I don't know. Like you said, a lot of the long passes aren't working. I mean, because this is a very athletic, you know, athletic team. You know, two inbound passes that we saw the first this first half, you know, were more or less intercepted and taken the other way, and were, you know, scored points off the turnover. So, I mean,
trying to get some scores for you. Winston-Salem Prep, of course, another one of the schools in the Winston-Salem area that's very, very good at basketball. They beat Murphy tonight 90-56, so that game already over in Winston-Salem. That's the only final that we see. Mitchell and the Mountaineers leading Mountain Island Charter, which is, of course, north of Charlotte up there around Huntersville. Mitchell up 61-46.
Asheville Girls won tonight. I saw that.
Of course, they're a team that I think a lot of folks are thinking could make a run on this thing, them and Irwin. Of course, Irwin, I think, number one seed in the West. And, of course, Mountain Heritage tonight has won 64-35. They're the number one seed 2A. They beat East Gaston. So I keep saying that at some point I want to go watch them play, because I know the last 2 years Tuscola girls have played Mountain Heritage and have pretty much put a whipping on the Mountaineers. We're going to take a break. We come back, we'll try to go over some things we need to do for the second half. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Could your home or auto use an audio upgrade? Stereo Innovations is your first choice in Western North Carolina for your car, home, and marine audio needs. Stereo Innovations is dedicated in providing top-notch equipment at a fair price while providing excellent customer service. Give Stereo Innovations a call today at 452-3474 or visit us in downtown Waynesville. Stereo Innovations, servicing all of Western North Carolina.
Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, interventional cardiology, general surgery, labor and delivery, a GI center, a breast care center, sports medicine, sleep lab, imaging and pediatrics, and in-network for all insurances. For more information about Haywood Regional Medical Center, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
What is a champion? A true champion is one who fights for something greater than themselves. At Champion Credit Union, our cause is you. That's why we put our money to work for Western North Carolina. Champion Credit Union. Checking, savings, and more. All with community in mind.
When you're feeling hungry, you don't want to mess around with a quarter-pound meat sandwich. Instead, eat one of Arby's half-pound roast beef sandwiches. 8 ounces of thinly sliced, tender roast beef. And if you really want a quarter pound of beef, that's cool. Just eat half of a half-pound roast beef sandwich. Arby's half-pound roast beef sandwiches. Arby's, we have the meat.
Sometimes power.
Tuscola Sports Radio back with you here at Tuscola High School, where the Mountaineers are down to Winston-Salem Parkland 32-11. And of course, Tuscola Sports Radio will also be bringing you spring sports, and that starts up actually tomorrow.
They've postponed the game since the girls were playing. Both teams were playing tonight. Last I spoke with Terrell at the radio station, Thursday will be, weather permitting, will be the first game, Pisgah versus Tuscola softball.
And that's a tough one to start the season with.
Incredibly tough, starting off with your rival. But, you know, at that, you can see where the chips are going to fall and sort of gauge how, your team's really going to be. And then we got Friday, we got a home game against Inca, which will be on Tuscola Sports app as well.
So tune in for baseball and softball action this spring. You can check out our webcast schedule. It's on WPTLradio.net on the Tuscola Spring Sports tab. So go in there and check that out. Take one more break. We come back. We'll get started in the second half. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Sometimes power outages come with a warning. Other times, lights flicker and everything goes. But thanks to Haywood EMC, Touchstone Energy Cooperative offers Generac generators, the nation's top choice for emergency power. In an outage, it kicks in and brings with it warmth, light, and the necessities for safety and modern comfort. Haywood EMC offers sales, installation, and service of Generac generators. Arrange for one now. Call 452-2281 because weather is getting more severe every season.
Talking about that fat buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right, like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, interventional cardiology, general surgery, labor and delivery, a GI center, a breast care center, sports medicine, sleep lab, imaging and pediatrics, and in-network for all insurances. For more information about Haywood Regional Medical Center, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Back here with you, Tuscola High School, and Parkland starting off like they finished, scoring another three-pointer, 35-11 now. Parkland leads. Coleman Bryce is going to drive baseline. Make it 35-13. We're 30 seconds in to the second half.
As far as statistics go, Charles Landon had 4 points that first half, as did Nate Bradford. Coleman chipped in one, Trent Turner two, and as you said, start of the second half, Coleman's chipped in the first two.
Shell going to drive baseline, misses a shot, but it's tipped back out to Bolden. They'll give it over to Shell. Corner shot, no good. Rebound, Max Rogers. And Denoris Wardlow hanging all over him, and a Landon Henley will get the basket. It's 35-15. Parkland still in the lead. Parkland still actually kind of doing a little different offense on this half, and they'll take a shot from the corner, and timeout going to be called. It's 38-15. This will be a full timeout called by Winston-Salem Parkland. Tuscola basketball is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, Arby's, Haywood Ace Hardware, Stereo Innovations, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Champion Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Fat Buddies, and Hometown Hardware. And, of course, Time Out on the Court is sponsored by Haywood County Farm Bureau, offering real service by real people. Ready to assist you with all insurance needs. Haywood County Farm Bureau in Waynesville, helping you is what we do best. So, Mountaineers just really, we get a basket here and there, but
well, hopefully just that's a good machine. Hopefully it's a good sign. In a minute and a half, we scored 4 points, which is total what we had in the first period. So maybe that's a good sign. Maybe Coach Messer made the right changes that he needed to at halftime. I know they were kind of late coming out of halftime, so.
So the Mountaineers will inbound the basketball, and Parkland going to change this press. Now they'll double-team Henley in the backcourt. Picks up his dribble, and he tries to get it to Turner. It's intercepted by Shell. Bounce pass to Bolden, and the layup's good. This is almost like a 1-3-1 press. They get it down to Max Rogers, tries to put up a hook shot over Walker. Ball stolen by Bryson. And I'm not sure. Okay. And a basket counts, and Coach Messer going to call a timeout. Going to talk over this new press that Parkland has installed with 6:01 to play. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood County Farm Bureau, offering real service by real people. Ready to assist you with all insurance needs. Haywood County Farm Bureau in Waynesville, helping you is what we do best. So it's now 40-17. Parkland with the lead.
This is where the seniors are going to have to look at each other, you know, with Landon and these guys that are coming in off the bench. You know, this could be your last half. You know, you've got to, you know, somebody's got to pick this team up on their shoulders. Right now, Coleman Bryson's doing a really good job of that.
Got a steal there.
He got a steal there.
He scored.
He's got 4 points so far this second half.
So Tuscola now going to press a little bit. Now they'll back off once it's in. They flash a man-to-man and then back off. Shell brings it across. Got to be careful. We had two guys going in the corner, and we got a whistle away from the basketball. And an illegal screen going to be called on Omari Bolden. So that'll be their first foul of the half. Landon's got to quit stopping and picking up that basketball. He gets it across to Coleman Bryson, gave it over to Bradford in the corner. Shell over pursues now. Rogers with it, driving baseline. He'll drive the line, and it's good. And a foul. Count the basket, and a foul on Denoris Wardlow. His second, and it's like we said in the first half, Mountaineers got to take the ball to the basket. That's the only way they're going to score. If they sit there and try to pass it, they're just going to get picked off. Rogers' free throw is good. Scores now 40-20. 5:30 to go here in the third quarter. Sale brings it down. Bradford contesting across midcourt. Works it over on the left wing. Chase Rory, and Chase is going to drive over to the left side, dribble back out, and Parkland now kind of back into the offense they originally were in, where they spread the floor. Bryson guarding him. And Tuscola now showing a little more defensive aggression here in the second half on this stall. And Shell going to drive in, pull up. I believe Turner got a hand on it. Rebound by Henley. Quickly down to Bryson. Round over to Rogers. Rogers going to take a shot from the arc, and it's good. Three-pointer. 40-23. Closest we've been in a while.
It looks like, you know, Tuscola is starting to get a little bit of a roll right here.
Shot now by Igbinigi. No good. Coleman Bryson will go up. He tips it. Tips it off Henley. Bolden able to get a hand on it. Parkland going to come back down with it. Bolden from the corner shot. No good. Bryson. And part of the problem is guys going to have to call guys off. We've got two and three guys battling of our own for the basketball. Bradford going to drive the lane and puts up a shot, and it's a little too short. He tried to pull up, not draw the charge. They'll come down with the rebound and a drive by Chase Rory. Max tries to draw the charge. No call. And a little miscommunication between Landon and Max getting the ball in. And Trent tries to pass the ball across midcourt. And it's going to be a kick ball violation on Chase Rory. So Tuscola will inbound at midcourt. Bryson into Trent Turner. Parkland leads 42-23. Bryson just going to lose the handle as he tries to go in the lane. Stolen away by Rory. Dumps it off to Shell. Layup good. Lead is back to 21. Down to Bradford. Bradford looking to work the baseline, and a call. That's going to be a block. Bradford very timid going in. He's going to have to.
Yeah.
I mean, he's. It's almost like he's afraid he's going to get called for the foul. He's, at this point, you're down by 21. Just go.
And you have fouls to give, too, so, I mean.
They actually called a block there on Parkland on that. Inbound to Rogers from the corner. Good. 44-26. Landon going to try to challenge in the backcourt as Parkland brings the ball in. Shell going to drive in, put up a shot, no good for Parkland, but foul's going to be called on Trent Turner. I believe that's his second. Trent going to step over to the bench, have a word with Coach Messer as Shell shoots his first free throw. It's good. Second one's on the way. It counts. Lead is back to 20 for Parkland. Bryson with it now. He's going to drive the lane, pull up. Shot get off, goes off, no good. Foul going to be called on Chase Rory. That's his third. That's the other thing. You got to take the basketball to him, trying to draw the foul, get him in some foul trouble.
Yeah, you never know until you get it.
Bryson, well, no-look pass to Bradford, standing there. Bradford's, you know, half a person taller than anybody Parkland's got out on the floor. And we had also said that was one of the things we're going to have to use was take advantage of our bigs. Rory going to drive to baseline, kick it out to Shell. Shell drives the right side of the lane, dumps it off to Rory, and the ball's tipped and batted around, and they just, you got to give them credit for their hustle. I mean, they just don't quit.
No, they don't.
Rory tries to pass it over to Wardlow. It's stolen away by Max Rogers. He'll get it down to Landon Henley. The layup's good. 46-30, Parkland lead. And Coach Holcomb Faye's like, it's calm down, guys. North Buncombe loses 92-61 in their first-round game. Starting not to be a good night for the Western Mountain Athletic Conference. Shot up.
Coleman Bryson.
Basket's going to be good. Foul on Coleman Bryson. Chase Rory go to the line for the Mustangs.
Be two on Coleman now.
He'll sink it, and a whistle as Markel Lloyd will check back in for Parkland, give Chase Rory a break, and Rory's played pretty good.
They've definitely got a good rotation of five and how they bring in the sixth man and rotate people in and out.
Jaquan Martin in, a center, 6'3", sophomore, first we've seen of him tonight. Coleman will get it up high to Bradford. He'll kick it back out to Turner in the corner. And waiting to see who gave a signal. Finally, the Park side official gave it as a three-pointer. 49-33, Parkland with the lead. And Parkland has a signal. They've got a lot of offensive sets they will throw at us here. Lloyd with it now. He'll go over to the left side to Igbenigi, and I'm always trying to be careful there and not butcher the name too badly. Shot up, no good. Rebound by Coleman Bryson. Max will try to feed it down to Henley and just kind of went right by Landon. So opportunity loss there. Minute five to go here, third quarter. Parkland in the lead, 49-33. Shell going to drive, go up over Henley. Shot no good, tipped by Rogers, but he goes right back to Bolden. Shot tipped again, and Henley will come down with a rebound, and we get a whistle. And that foul is going to go on Jaquan Martin. And the Parkland bench not happy with that one. So the Mountaineers will inbound. 45 seconds to go here, third quarter. And Coleman Bryson is going to lose the handle and throw it into the associate Igbenigi there in the lane. It's stolen away. And then a foul going to be called on Coleman Bryson. That's his frustration after the turnover. That'll be Coleman's third. And that'll get Jackson Langston up off the bench to sub in for Coleman Bryson.
Coleman is having a really good night. I mean, you know, he's doing a good job defensively and stuff, but a couple key turnovers is the only thing that's really, you know, hampered him tonight.
So Shell will take the inbound and basically dribble all the way back towards the baseline and walk it up. Obviously intended to keep it for the last shot. We go under 30 seconds here in the third quarter. And they're going to get a whistle now on Jackson Langston. As Shell dribbles around him, they'll call Langston for the block, his first, team's fourth. 24 seconds to go. They'll inbound it into Shell all the way, takes him all the way back to the baseline, and another foul as Jackson Langston will trip Shell up in the backcourt. That'll be the fifth foul on Tuscola.
And back-to-back fouls on on Jackson.
Not sure if that's kind of on purpose or just how it's worked out. We go under 20 seconds here in the third quarter. Shell brings it up past Langston, going to drive the lane around Turner. Shot no good. Henley will come down with it. Going to need some help. Needs a guard to come get the basketball. And that's, I don't know, if I've seen some frustrating things, that's one of the things. When that big man gets tied up with a basketball, somebody, a guard, has got to come help him and get that thing out of his hand and bring it up.
Now, Landon, I tell you what, I admire his fire, but he's got to be careful throwing him elbows or he's going to get. I mean, that's,
they're going to nail him.
Two times right there, he's been very close to having, you know, foul called on him, offensive foul for the elbows.
That'll be the second foul on Thompson. Martin, excuse me. 7 seconds. Mountaineers will get it in. Langston with it left side over to Turner. Now to Rogers. Head fake. He'll dribble in. Shots up. Off the rim. No good. Mountaineers will go into the fourth quarter down 49-33. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
What is a champion? A true champion is one who fights for something greater than themselves. At Champion Credit Union, our cause is you. That's why we put our money to work for Western North Carolina. Champion Credit Union. Checking, savings, and more. All with community in mind.
Tuscola Sports Radio back here with you. Getting ready to start the fourth quarter. Mountaineers down 49-33 to Winston-Salem Parkland.
A much better third period for Tuscola. Scoring 22 points that quarter. But you got to hope it's not too little too late.
Mountaineers will break the huddle. And this is it. This is the fourth quarter. This is whether you advance or move on to spring sports.
As the old saying goes, go on or go home. So this is put up or shut up really for Tuscola right here. Max Rogers led the third period with 8 points.
Max will inbound it to Trent Turner to start the fourth. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Markel Lloyd for the Mustangs. Shell with it now. Turner will come out on him. Backs him up nearly to midcourt. He's on him tight. And going to get a whistle. And
actually called a timeout.
Coach Holcomb Fay going to take a timeout. Discuss strategy here as Tuscola is sort of starting to change how they're playing them defensively. With 7:31 to go here in the game, this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood County Farm Bureau, offering real service by real people, ready to assist you with all insurance needs. Haywood County Farm Bureau in Waynesville, helping you is what we do best.
And one thing that the coach Fay has done for Parkland is every time that we've had one of the refs down here, he's been in his ear the whole time. It's almost like the good angel, bad angel thing on your shoulder, and he's been barking in their ears the whole time.
Well, and of course, unlike years and years and years ago, where in the playoffs you had neutral officiating crews throughout the playoffs, the state over the years has changed that philosophy, and usually in the early rounds, the local association handles the home team. And of course, that gets the visitors bent out of shape. They're already coming in having to travel as the lower seed. And then, you know, the argument is now we got to play your officials too. So Parkland in with it now, drives the lane. Shot by Igman Iggy, no good. Rebounded by Coleman Bryson and give it to Bradford. Bradford's going to cross midcourt, and he's going to get tripped up. They call that on number 11. I thought that was going to go on Shell, but that's going to go on Markel Lloyd.
Be his first.
His first. Seventh team foul. So that will send Nate Bradford to the line. Nate, this is the first one. Rebound by Shell. And those are the kind of things that you've got to finish. Shell brings it down, and going to be a foul hand-checking there on Trent Turner as Shell looked to go by him. That'll be the sixth foul on Parkland. Ball stolen away by the Mountaineers on the inbound. Rogers with it, layup good. Count the basket, and he'll be fouled.
Big shot by Max right there.
And that foul will go on Igman Iggy, and that's his third. 6:51 to play. Max to the line to shoot one. Free throw is good. It's 49-36. 6:49 to go. Parkland still in the lead. Shell will bring it across. Go by Turner. Goes in the lane. Loses the handle. Bradford reaches in. Rogers reaches in. Shell able to pick it up. Now Bradford reaches around from behind. Able to get it out to Scott Walker from the left corner. Shot no good. Rebound by Markel Lloyd. And Parkland will pull it back out and start over again. So good defensive stretch there by Tuscola, but just couldn't come up with the basketball. They'll get over on the left wing to Shell. Up top to Bolden. Bolden goes left, dumps it off to Shell, and we're going to get an illegal screen called on Omari Bolden with 6:07 to play. Mountaineers with an opportunity to cut this thing to 10. Bryson will get it into Rogers. Rogers is going to be double-teamed there in the front court. Turner with it now. Gives it over to Bradford, top of the arc. Tuscola being a lot quicker with their passes. I'm not sure now. Turner with it. Spins around, tries to get it into Henley, and Henley had to reach for it, and it's stolen away by the Mustangs. Shot by Igman Iggy way outside, and that's a little uncharacteristic of them so far tonight. Going to be rebounded by Bryson. He'll bring it down to the left side, pull up at the baseline, up top to Bradford. Bradford going to drive the lane, and once again he tried to kind of soft pedal it going around the defender. Missed the shot, but Henley was there to tip it in. Mountaineers down by 11, 5:20 to go. Bradford with a steal, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Igman Iggy, gets it over to Shell. Shell going to drive the lane. Shot up. Too hard. No good. Rebound for old Colvin Bryson. Bryson going to bring it down. Dump it over to Bradford. He's at the baseline. He'll go up with a shot. Basket's good. Down here's a cut it to 9 at the 5-minute mark. Shell going to bring it down. Drive the lane. Bump into Bryson. And a block. Right. Coleman. If you don't go down, you're not going to get the call. Coleman kind of went in the air. He took the contact, but if he would have fallen, I don't know if they were going to call it a charge, but he's definitely going to get a better shot at drawing it that way.
You have a better chance of it, yeah.
That's going to be the fourth one on Coleman Bryson.
Tuscola we're used to seeing now is kind of waking up.
Shot by Shell. First free throw is good. One more. Both teams in the bonus now. Second one's on the way. It's good. 51-40 is the Parkland lead. And they're going to go into diamond and one now on this press. Get it in. Down to Patrick Broom in the corner, picks up his dribble, gets it to Trent Turner, baseline, and he'll get caught for the ball.
Oh, man, I didn't think he lifted his foot.
Landon asking about it. So kind of every time we look like we might get something going, we kind of trip over our own feet, so to speak. Shell will bring it across midcourt. Now they're going to just weave in and out up top. Shell and Rory and Igman Iggy. And Igman Iggy going to fall.
Oh, my.
Bumps into Patrick Broom. They're going to rule that Broom knocked him down.
Broom did have the size advantage. I'll give him that.
So foul on Patrick, his first. Really just, I don't know, kind of. The consistency tonight's been a little odd. It's kind of gone in a rhythm, up and down. First free throw by Igman Iggy's good. He'll get one more. It's Second one's on the way. It'll rattle off the front and in. Maxwell inbound. Parkland in that diamond and one press. They've thrown about three or four different presses at us tonight. Lehman gets it across midcourt, hands it off to Max. Max going to drive in the lane. We'll get a whistle. And that one's going to go on Wardlow. And Tuscola now in the double bonus, and that'll be
his third foul.
Three on Denoris Wardlow. Now we're going to get another officials conference. Stopped and chatted. And now we're going to go to the scores table. Apparently some items were coming onto the court, maybe from the student section. Rogers' first free throw good, and he lets out a huge sigh of relief because it rattled around for a bit. Second one's on the way, good. Parkland lead is 11, 53-42, 4:10 to play. And Ephraim Tice in the game, going to get a call. He'll get called with a foul, the blocking foul on. As Kamian Schell trying to bring the ball across midcourt. Tice will draw the foul, his first.
Well, you don't give up one of the starting five a foul on them, but at the same time, that kind of looked like a push-off, you know, when he came by Ephraim, but.
Turner and Coleman Bryson will check back in. Shell's first free throw is good.
Parkland's a very good free throw shooting team. I don't believe they've missed a free throw tonight.
Segment's on the way. It's good. Parkland lead is back to 13 now. And we're going to get a whistle as Bryson gets the ball on the right side there at midcourt. I believe that one's going to go on Shell. His second. Coleman to the line to shoot two in the double bonus now. 4:02 to play. And this thing is... First three quarters went pretty quickly.
Now it's
this one's kinda, the creep is starting to come in.
It's slowed down. And, you know, that may have been a strategy that they went against, you know, Coleman, being that he's not the best of the free throw shooters. He hits one of two.
So Parkland still leads by 12. 4:02 to go, 55-43. Chase Royal inbound for Parkland. He'll get it into Kamian Schell. Schell going to just push it himself up across midcourt. Gets it down to Bolden. Drives right side for the block. It's good. 57-43 Parkland lead. Henley with it now. Bringing it across midcourt. He'll go ahead and go in the lane. He's just going to take it all the way to the basket. Drives it good. And a blocking call. Count the basket. And... he called that on Igman Iggy. His fourth. So Turner and Bryson will check back in now for Tuscola. Bryson, of course, with four fouls. Igman Iggy now with four. Landon will hit the free throw. It's 57-46 Parkland, and we're going to get a timeout. This will be a full timeout. We'll take it with him. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
You're feeling hungry. You don't want to mess around with a quarter-pound meat sandwich. Instead, eat one of Arby's half-pound roast beef sandwiches. 8 ounces of thinly sliced, tender roast beef. And if you really want a quarter pound of beef, That's cool. Just eat half of a half-pound roast beef sandwich. Arby's half-pound roast beef sandwiches. Arby's, we have the meat.
Tuscola Sports Radio back with you here on the Hill. Mountaineers down 57-46 to Winston-Salem Parkland. We've got 3:44 yet left to play. And the Mountaineers trying to chip away at this thing.
Every time we get a chip, turn around and they score right back, do something to, you know, we score and get another steal or something. It's close as we've been as nine. But
been down by 21, though, so
yeah.
Currently down by 11.
Yeah, as we were talking, you were talking earlier, you know, the conference not faring very well. Asheville High boys are down right now to Northwest Cabarrus 45-42 after three, and Reynolds got beat by A.L. Brown tonight 48-44.
And a pass intercepted inbounds by Henley, and then he loses it trying to get it to Bradford. Bradford kicks it back towards Henley, and the layup's good, and that one was just pure blind luck. I'll just give you that. Once again, we've cut the lead tonight. Shell going to bring it down. Over in the corner now, gets it over to Bolden. Coach Holcomb Fay will give the signal. Gets it over now to Chase Roy in the corner. He'll bring it back up top. Going to be a double team now. They'll get it in high to Wardlow. Wardlow will get it back out. Now they'll go high post to Igman Iggy, who's back in the game with four fouls. Rory now. Bradford will step around, try to cut off a passing lane. And Parkland content to play keep away here. We're under 3 minutes at 2:46.
About lost one.
They'll get it down now to Bolden. He'll go for the shot. Max thought he had a clean block, and they'll call a foul on Max Rogers.
Don't agree with that.
Actually, who did they call that on? Called it on Landon Henley. Okay. Thought it was on Max. Max was the closest guy to him. Free throw is good. That'll be the third on Landon.
I don't know. That was
Tales of the Unexplained. Second free throw is good. Lead is back to 11 for Parkland. 2:38 to play. Bryson going to bring it in.
Whoa! Are you kidding me?
They'll call a backcourt violation. Yes, they said Turner had crossed the line. He looked like Broom had it. Cross midcourt. And timeout. Going to be called by Coach Messer, and this time on the court is sponsored by Haywood County Farm Bureau, offering real service by real people, ready to assist you with all insurance needs. Haywood County Farm Bureau in Waynesville, helping you is what we do best. And the Mountaineer faithful, not real happy about that one. And
I can't really blame them on that, because that's how many times have we seen that this year? I mean,
and it's not like this crew's from somewhere.
Yeah,
Timbuktu. This is some of our local guys. I really couldn't tell. I've looked to me like Patrick Trent was over here on the left side, and Patrick was to the right side of the center court circle, and Trent had crossed midcourt, at least I thought so, and looked like the pass.
The ball was moving forward. It was, he didn't went, catch it. You know, didn't look like he caught
football,
it.
In football, I would have ruled that a forward pass.
Yeah.
And we've got, we've got some students out there now doing backflips, and I think Bailey York was one of them, and I'm not sure about the other guy. His was, I'd be hard to give him a four on that one. He did not stick the landing. Parkhole inbound to basketball. To play. Mountaineers down by 11. Iguodala out with it in the corner. Near center court. In front of his bench. Gets it over to Wardlow. We're going to get a whistle.
Going to be on Nate.
Foul going to be on Nate Bradford. His second. Bryson and Turner up at the bench to check in. Wardlow will go to the line to shoot two as both teams are now in the double bonus. That one's going to rattle around a while, finally go in.
I don't know if I would have sacrificed Nate for that when you had Ephraim in there with only one foul, you know, right there. He had a chance to draw that second foul. Of course, you know, it's one of those deals. They're hitting all their free throws, so no matter whether you foul them or not, they're going to hit them, but at least you get the ball back.
Tuscola down now 61-48. Turner going to hit Bradford in the left corner. Long rebound by Chase Rory, and going to be a reach-in foul by Landon Henley there after Rory comes down with a basketball. 2:05 to play.
That's going to be four on Landon.
Rory, first one's no good.
It's the first one they've missed tonight.
Second one's on the way, and it's good. 62-48, Parkland with the lead. We've got 2 minutes remaining. Bradford going to drive in, put up a layup, no good. Coleman Bryson goes way up. And once again, he just astounds us with his leaping ability. Going to be a foul called on Trent Turner. That'll be five on Trent.
Trent had that look on his face. Who, me?
And, well, nope, now they've changed it back to four. Wardlow's shot hits the front of the rim. Actually, that's Iguodala, not Wardlow. I just saw five. This is the first one. Second one's on the way. That one will sink. Lead is now 15 for Parkland. Bradford brings it down. Turner in the corner. Shot is good. Three-pointer. 63-51. Parkland lead back to 12. Going to be a foul on Nate Bradford on the inbound, trying to stop the clock. That'll send Chase Rory to the line.
Be three on Nate.
Minute 43 to play. Both teams now in the double bonus. Of course, as we mentioned earlier tonight, Tuscola girls losing at Inca. And game that you heard earlier on WPTL tonight, Pisgah girls lost to Bunker Hill by two. So,
not shaping up to be a good night for Haywood County.
Not so far. And free throws are good. It's 65-51. Parkland with a lead, minute 40 to go. Bradford picks up his dribble, top of the key, hits Henley down low, makes a move to the basket, but there'll be a whistle. That foul is going to go on Omari Bolden for Parkland, his second. If I'm Coach Holcomb Fay, I don't want my guys fouling. No. The clock's going to stop enough on this end, and Henley will miss the free throw. Henley's shot. Second one's going to be short. KB and Shell will come down with a rebound. Henley guarding him, reaches in. No, I was wondering if he's going to blow his whistle. I mean, Henley made contact. Took a while.
And that'll be number five on Landon.
That's going to be five on Landon Henley. So, minute 28 to go. So, that'll get Patrick Broom up in the game. Some sort of disturbance down at the bench. You know, they story in the paper I was reading from Winston-Salem, they had an incident involving them in Wheatmore, which is in Randolph County. That involved two players getting in a fracas, and honestly appeared from the video to be on the Wheatmore player. And the Wheatmore coach pulled his kids off the floor and took the bus and took a forfeit and went home.
Yeah, and I think they ended up having to have Randolph County issued a
apology. Statement. Shell going to miss the free throw. Well, there's no real need to get upset about anything. I mean, it's pretty much, 14-point lead. It's minute 20, and we fouled out Henley and got a couple other guys precariously close. Broom in the corner now, and it gets it down low to Bradford. He's going to pump fake, put the ball up. It's tipped. He gets his rebound, puts it back. Basket's good, and a timeout called by Tuscola. And this will be a full timeout. And this timeout on the court sponsored by Haywood County Farm Bureau, offering real service by real people. Ready to assist you with all insurance needs, Haywood County Farm Bureau in Waynesville. Helping you is what we do best. If you've missed any of the Mountaineer basketball action, you can catch up with Tuscola On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net. Click on the sports tab and choose Tuscola On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to entire basketball seasons from 2016 to now, and it's up to date with basketball, baseball, and softball. Tuscola On Demand, check it out. Tuscola Sports Radio has been honoring Mountaineer athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see photos of the award winners at WPTLradio.net. Just click on the sports tab, choose Tuscola Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as new players are added after each game. That's WPTLradio.net. And, of course, spring sports getting ready to start up. And we'll also be having the Player of the Game award for softball and baseball.
Unfortunately, looks like about a minute 13 spring sports will probably be starting.
Right around the corner.
For a lot of these kids.
Parkland will inbound to basketball. Shell will bring it up. Coleman Bryson back in the game. He's playing with four fouls. Bradford now. Shell dumps it over to Igbinigi. They'll get it down in the corner to Omari Bolden, and he'll get tied up by Ephraim Tice. Foul will go on Tice.
Be number two. Well, I mean, these kids don't have they don't need to hang their head. They were only predicted to finish sixth in the conference.
Exactly.
And we're competing. Going into the last week,
they were in first place.
First place.
So I mean, it's kind of hard to hang your head, and I know it's going to be tough when they go back to the locker room after this one. Free throws on the way. It's good. Mountaineers down by 13. We go under a minute. But certainly a much better season than the alleged experts in the conference thought. Shot by Rogers going to be short. Go out of bounds to Parkland. 50 seconds and some change on the clock. Patrick Broom going to check in now for Nate Bradford. Tuscola pressing the inbounds. They'll get it in, and we're going to get a whistle quickly. Foul's going to go on Patrick Broom.
You know, these kids, you know, you're going to miss landing. You hope somebody's going to step in to play the landing role.
I mean, we got some good players coming back, though.
Because where else do you see a freshman, two sophomores, and a junior in the starting role all year? I mean, outside of the West Henderson game when Nate was sick, it's been that starting five all year. And so it looks good for the future, but, you know, like I said, it's going to be tough to fill Landon's shoes, the 23 points a night. you know, the 10 rebounds and
1,000 career points, 1,000 career rebounds. Rodgers now will bring it down, gets it over in the corner to Broome. He'll pull up, dribble inside the arc, shot's a little long. Bradford will get a hand on it, and it'll go out of bounds, though, off of Parkland. But you got Rodgers back, Bradford back. Coleman Bryson's only a freshman, for crying out loud. Rodgers from the left corner on the inbound, the basket's good. Three-pointer, Mountaineers down by 11, 30 seconds to go. Going to be a whistle now, foul on Nate Bradford. .7 seconds remaining. That'll be Nate's fourth.
You know, there was a lot of question marks coming into this year, you know, losing Jack Sutton, who was going to fill that role, you know, and a lot of these guys have stepped in. Trent Turner's done a really good job this year.
Coleman Bryson just has really
amazed.
Surprised us.
Yeah.
With his athletic ability. Free throw by Shell, going to rattle around and go in. Lead is back to 13. He got both of them. Rodgers going to cross midcourt, split the defenders, and going to get a whistle as he goes to the basket. That foul will go on Denoris Wardlow, his fourth. 25 seconds remaining, and let's talk about these seniors. Riley Bell, Adam Ball, Jackson Langston, Kaiser Nelson, Patrick Broome, and, of course, Landon Henley. Max on the line, and I see Coach Gardner walking in. They're back from Inca. Max will hit the free throws, cut it to 11, 25 seconds remaining. Tuscola will press in the backcourt. Rory will get it in. Bradford reaches at Shell, but Shell kind of blows by him. Langston going to come in from behind and grab a hold of Shell and get the foul with 19.4 seconds remaining.
That'll be three on him. And the woes keep continuing. I see here Kings Mountain leading Inca after three by 23, 69 to 46.
So I'm not sure. Who's Irwin playing? Irwin boys playing tonight. It's the Mac is a lot of baseball practice getting started up, if it's not been already.
Were they playing Southwest Guilford? Was that
No. Watauga had been.
Well, that's right. You said that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that Irwin's a lot better than a 32
yeah,
seed.
Yeah.
Whereas Watauga was kind of a 500 ball club this year. Free throw's good by Shell. It's 71 to 58. Rodgers with it now. Gonna pull up, skip it over to Broome. He'll take the three-pointer. Count it. Cuts the lead to 10. Clock running. 6 seconds. Wardlow going to bring it across. And Parkland going to take a timeout with 2.5 seconds to go.
Really? 2.5 seconds.
That's
going to
be – that's his and nothing you can do about it. That's just how it is.
I
don't know if he got to jawing with somebody back here in the stands or what that little freak, you know, I don't even want to call it a fracas, but he got upset about something and the officials came over and the principal came over and things kind of settled down. And of course, if you want to get out of here smoothly and without a lot of hubbub, calling this is not the way to go about it, but.
No.
I think this is kind of a
in your face
back. So 2.5 seconds to go. They'll get it into Cornell Brown, a senior. He'll put up the shot. No good. Mountaineers will lose tonight, 71 to 61. We'll be back after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Sometimes power outages come with a warning. Other times, lights flicker and everything goes. But thanks to Haywood EMC, Touchstone Energy Cooperative offers Generac generators, the nation's top choice for emergency power. In an outage, it kicks in and brings with it warmth, light, and the necessities for safety and modern comfort. Haywood EMC offers sales, installation, and service of Generac generators. Arrange for one now. Call 452-2281 because weather is getting more severe every season.
Down, down, on ground.
Tuscola Sports Radio back here with you on the hill. Mountaineers losing tonight, first round of the playoffs, 71-61. Of course, Tuscola girls lost tonight at Inca, so their season is also over. Losing to the Sugar Jets, they'll advance. And overall, it's not been a good night for the Western Mountain Athletic Conference. The scores have been coming in. And game you heard earlier tonight here on WPTL, the Sugar Bears, I don't know if they call them that anymore, but the I think I heard Jack Webb call them that the other night when I was listening in the conference tournament. But Pisgah losing to Bunker Hill by two tonight. So that's going to do it for Haywood County basketball. Moving on to spring sports, and Tuscola is supposed to be opening up with Pisgah tomorrow in softball. I believe that game, my understanding from Branson, has been put off until Thursday, and then Tuscola Sports Radio will bring you Inca versus Tuscola baseball on Friday, March the 1st. And good to see the Mountaineers getting together with the student body down there at midcourt. Cheerleaders, everybody, kind of a farewell last thing, and a Parkland fan, nice sportsmanship, comes cross court and comes over to Landon Henley, shakes hand. Of course, Landon down there with some hugs for Nathan Weaver. Of course, Nathan was with this program a long time, and Landon and Nathan, of course, also played baseball together. And Landon kind of getting some farewells in to some members of the student body here at Tuscola and making his way up here tonight. He's going to be our Haywood Ace Hardware player of the game. Tuscola basketball is brought to you in part by Haywood EMC, Ken Wilson Ford, Haywood Ace Hardware, Fat Buddies, Champion Credit Union, Hometown Hardware, Arby's, Haywood Farm Bureau, and Stereo Innovations. And welcome, sadly, for the last time tonight, Landon. It's been a heck of a career you've put out here at Tuscola. Over 1,000 rebounds, 1,000 career points. Tonight, they just, interesting way they attacked us tonight. Kind of not a full-on stall, but they were certainly willing to drive the basketball in and dump it back out tonight for a while.
Well, it seemed like whatever we did, it wasn't going to matter. Those refs hated us, and that's been all year. And I've played here for 4 years, and I've dealt with it. But it was worse tonight than I've ever seen, and that's tough to play with. But, you know, we had a lot of turnovers, and we did a lot of stuff to ourselves. But I'm just saying, you know, beyond this game, you know, it's not much to talk about right now because, you know, it's tough for us seniors to leave it like this. But to be able to play 4 years with each group of guys and make memories and friends, that it means more to me than any singular basketball game ever could or any time in my life. And these are moments I'm never going to forget, and these are fans I'm never going to forget.
And you've had a great, great support here, the big crowds at the gym, your career. And of course, great to see you guys getting together down there on the floor one last time in a giant circle with the cheerleaders and the student body and your teammates. But, of course, it's not going well from what we see. The scores we've had coming in, the whole conference is struggling. It's tough, these brackets. And you can say what you want about Max Preps and their evaluations
ever
and scoring.
Ever since they started that, you know, it's been tough for us guys because, you know, and you know, we're playing with teams that have 1,500 students at their high school, and we're sitting here with 947. And that's something that's got to be changed.
That's a whole other
issue. Whole other segment.
And hopefully the administration's working on that.
But if I have one message to Tuscola basketball and future Tuscola players and this fan base, is thank you.
Well, and looking ahead, I mean, it's a bright future. You're graduating. We've got four other seniors graduating. But the future looks pretty bright here. Max will be back. Nate Bradford's back. Coleman, as a freshman, I was a little worried when the season started. And you know, we lost Jack. He moved on. He'd been our point guard for a long time. And I'm like, who's going to handle the basketball? And Coleman has really come. And Trent Turner.
Trent Turner really came on this year. And
he did.
Helped us out a lot. And, you know, that's something that that he had to do, and that's something that he did. And we kind of just came in here and we worked hard in practice every day and did the things that it take to win some nights, and some nights we lost some close ones. But through it all, we're Mountaineers, born and raised.
The last thing we'll talk about, you know, it was said, as Coach Messer said several weeks ago in the paper, hey, the experts in the conference said you guys are going to finish sixth. Last week of the season, we're tied for first, battling for the number one seed in the conference tournament. So for those that thought you guys were going to be kind of dribbling around in the middle of the pack, kind of showed everybody what Mountaineer basketball is all about this year. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here from Tuscola High School. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Thank you.
For my husband's truck, my focus, our teens used Honda. That's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff. The big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no doctor processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, interventional cardiology, general surgery, labor and delivery, a GI center, a breast care center, sports medicine, sleep lab, imaging and pediatrics, and in-network for all insurances. For more information about Haywood Regional Medical Center, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
What is a champion? A true champion is one who fights for something greater than themselves. At Champion Credit Union, our cause is you. That's why we put our money to work for Western North Carolina. Champion Credit Union. Checking, savings, and more. All with community in mind.
Talking about that fat buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busted dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Well, Charles Ellis and Branson Reese to wrap it up here for another basketball season at Tuscola High School. Mountaineers losing tonight 71-61. The girls also lost at Inca. And for those of you who are listening earlier tonight on WPTL, Pisgah girls losing a heartbreaker 51-49 at Bunker Hill. So that will wrap basketball up for high school in Haywood County. We'll move on to baseball and softball. And as Branson told you earlier, Tuscola Pisgah were supposed to start it all off tomorrow on the softball diamond at Pisgah, but that game's been postponed, what, a day, I think?
Thursday, yeah.
So Tuscola and Pisgah will be on Tuscola Sports Radio on Thursday at 4 o'clock, and then the first baseball game for Tuscola will be versus Inca on Friday, and that game will be at home at 7 o'clock. Both those games on the Tuscola Sports Radio app or WPTLradio.net. And for those of you all listening along with us tonight, joining progress on WPTL, we say thanks for listening and get ready for baseball and softball season. Good night, everybody.